This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and the Northern and York Landscape Board are looking for a bit of help to relocate the insect known as cochineal. I'm joined this morning by Jess Cavallo, Landscape Officer with the board. How are you this morning, Jess?
Good, thanks, Jordan. How about you?
Not too bad. Can you tell me a little bit about what this pest problem is?
Well, there's plenty of naturalised cacti species in South Australia, and nearly all of them are declared species. And pretty much they are an environmental issue throughout a lot of the landscape in our river corridors, through the rangeland, and they cause issues with harbouring pest animals and like foxes and rabbits, and they also injure the wildlife. Not only that, but they can be a problem for humans, obviously injuring people as well as out-competing pasture and injuring stock.
Right, okay. And so what's to be done to sort out these cacti?
Pretty much the best way of controlling them is to just get rid of them, deep burial. However, in some situations, like in some of our river corridors, which it's really hard to reach, or in some really remote areas that are, you know, you don't go there very often, or on cliff faces where some cacti might be located, they're really difficult to get to. So doing the manual removal or even spraying them with a chemical can be an issue. So you can actually use a biological control called cochineal to help you out with doing that. However, having said that, cochineal is not the only tool in the toolbox, and it's not a silver bullet either. Usually you'll have to follow up as well. They don't often wipe out a whole plant, especially if it's a large infestation.
Right, okay. So how does cochineal work then with the cacti?
It's a little insect. It was originally brought over by the First Fleet. They wanted to use it to kickstart their red dye industry. So when you actually squash a cochineal, it will actually make your fingers turn red. That's what happens when you squash them in your fingers. So they brought it over to start the red dye industry, but ultimately it actually just sucks the life out of the cacti. So they will use the moisture in the pads of the cacti and, yeah, pretty much hinder their growth.
Wow, okay. Well, I guess because cacti aren't a naturally, they're not a naturally occurring thing in the Australian landscape, are they? They were brought here as well.
Absolutely. And I couldn't tell you why, when they were brought over or why. They very well may have been brought over just to start that red dye industry with the cochineal, because obviously they had to bring the cochineal over on something, and cochineal are very host specific, so therefore they're not going to attack any other species apart from the cacti that they will like to attack. So people's garden variety cacti won't be affected. And even if they are, you can actually, cochineal don't like the cold and the wet. So if you happen to have something in your garden that looks like it's got cochineal on it, you can actually just hose it off and the cochineal won't stand a chance, because they're a tiny, tiny little scale insect, and they have trouble moving around. So once the females locate themselves on the cacti plant, they actually drop off their legs and they expect the male to move to them to mate and have nymphs. So the males will go to the tips of the cacti spines and they get blown in the wind. But it's very hard for them to move around like that, because obviously they can get blown to places where they don't actually have cacti. And if they do land on the ground, they can walk, but they're a very small insect. So falling into cracks and stuff like that and getting lost is very common.
Wow. I mean, it sounds like they play a pretty large part in the process of controlling the spread of this cacti, don't they?
Yeah, so not necessarily controlling it, but helping to keep the numbers, to keep plants lower in density is what I'd like to say. So generally, there's not often that the cochineal will control the plant completely. Most of the time, you will need to follow up with something else, just to really knock it out. And like I said at the start, best bet is to actually just dig out plants that you might have and bury them, deep burial, and then keep doing the follow-up, because any small part of a cacti that's left behind can regrow to another plant. So if you've got like a handful of plants on a property or in a situation where you don't want them, best bet is to actually dig them out. Cochineal is really useful in those hard-to-reach places you can't get to places you don't visit very often, like in the you know, top ends of South Australia or out in the rangelands or down in river corridors.
So would it be, I guess, right to say that you're encouraging people who do have large properties and may spot the cacti on their property to do their part and dig it out?
Absolutely. And we'd be very interested in hearing from people who have cacti and they want to know, you know, control methods that might be able to help them in their situation. We'd love to hear from them to help them ID what type of cactus they might have on their property, and also to help, we can give them advice on what they might be able to do, you know, whether or not it's chemical control, manual removal, or whether or not a biological control agent is the best bet for their situation, because every situation is going to be different, and everyone will have different reasons for wanting to get rid of the plants on their properties.
No worries. Well, Jess, thank you so much for your time today.
No problem. Thank you very much, Jordan.
That's Jess Cavallo with the Landscape South Australia Northern York on your Classic It's Breakfast.